food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 October 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us tonight. I thank you for glad you're with us tonight because we're going to share some information tonight that is vitally important and it affects all of us. All of us. Before we go to our guests, though, I want to make mention a couple things. Tomorrow is office day. And Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern and take phone calls, talk to you if you'd like just to chat a while, or if I can minister to you in any way or help you in any way, just give us a call tomorrow. Krista will be here to take any orders you might want to place, to fill orders that's already been sent in to Lisa. And anything you want to need done tomorrow in the office tomorrow, you call us. And don't forget, we're still offering the Time of War DVD, folks. I think it's vitally important. And The Stolen and Forgotten Birthright. That's two different DVDs, an hour long each. And I pray that you'll get them, folks. I truly do, because this is so important. If you don't know who you belong to now and where your allegiance should be, you're going to be deceived right into the beast system and not even know what happened. A Time of War and a Lost and Stolen Birthright, Forgotten Birthright, both of them, they're $10.50 each and an hour long. Please give if you can. And don't forget, if you want a calendar, we have the 2022 Call to Decision calendars. They really look good. Outdoor pictures, same as last year, but everybody liked them so well, we got them again. I like them myself. They're very relaxing. We have those to give to you if you just call and say, I want a calendar. If you can't afford it, you don't place an order to get one. Just say, I want a calendar. If you place an order, tell us to send the calendar along with it. They're no charge. We want you to have it in your home and maybe be a blessing to you a whole year next year. I really mean that. And don't forget, we're offering a 2-for-1 on REM sleep and tranquil steel. Don't know when it's going to go off, folks. Supposed to went off a couple months ago, but they're still doing it. And as long as they're doing it, I'm going to pass it on to you. So REM sleep does work. I know that from a personal experience. 2-for-1. You'll order two. You can get two for basically the price of one. And offering, of course, a t-shirt. No fear t-shirt. And I will tell you now, it does take somebody with a little bit of nerve to wear this t-shirt out in public. It's a real nice looking blue t-shirt with a full color picture. Right across the top it says, no fear. The lion is in the lion's in the picture, standing amidst a flock of sheep. The sheep are all masked. The lion is not. And right below that is 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given the spirit of fear. These are available, folks. They're 100% cotton. Beautiful t-shirts. When you wash them, they don't hurt a thing. They don't shrink, and the collars don't come out of the t-shirt picture either. $24.95 delivered to your door. Just call and ask us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Of course, don't forget, we offer the volume of toothpaste and mouthwash. We have all that stuff here, folks. If you want it, you call us. I don't have much time going to advertise on these things in an hour-long program, but we do our best to take care of things for you. And we also still offer the Christian flag, the Confederate flag, the battle flag. We offer the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Betsy Ross, a colonial flag. They're all still here, folks, $15 a piece. I fly the Christian flag in my driveway 24/7. I'm honored to say it's a Christian flag and I live here. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I want people to know who lives here and what it means to me. But anyway, our guest tonight is Cecilia Doucette. And she is an absolute expert on an issue that affects all of us, as I said before, on the, I don't even know how to describe it. With everything that's around us that's electronic and the cell phones, the smartphones, the computers, and what all is going on around us 24/7 in this country and actually around the world, she is an expert on what's taking place, what it's doing to us. And I want to bring up Cecilia Doucette. Cecilia, are you there?
I am here. Thanks. And please, Pastor, call me Cece.
Oh, Cece. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate that. And I want you to tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Cece, before we get into what we're going to talk about. Tell them about Cece, who she is, a little bit of a biography about Cece, so everybody know who they're talking to.
Sure. So, Cece Doucette, I'm the director of Massachusetts for Safe Technology, and I'm also the education services director for an international nonprofit called Wireless Education. And I am the proud parent of two young women, and also the proud wife to Steve. And family is very important to me. And so, when my kids were little and were in school, we kept hearing about this 21st century classroom and how our children were going to need to have access to all this new technology in order to succeed in life. And here in our little town of Ashland, Massachusetts, our budgets had been cut to the bone year after year. And so we, of course, didn't have that kind of funding. So a bunch of us parents just jumped in, and through our local education foundation, we started doing fundraising. And so we got funding for wireless infrastructure in our schools and for devices like iPads and Chromebooks and smart boards and Apple TV and minis, all what we were told was what our kids needed. And then one night I was at my book group, and my girlfriend Wendy is an electrical engineer, and she let us know that she was reading a book called Zapped, and that it looked like there was something up with wireless technology and biological health. And it was book group, so I just kind of made a mental note of it. And then something crossed my desk not too long after that implicated the same thing. And I thought, wow, if there's anything to this, I'd like to know, because I spent 8 years bringing this in to our schools. So I'm a technical and professional writer by trade, and so it was not hard for me to go look for the peer-reviewed published scientific literature. And the deeper I got into it, the more I kept thinking, wow, we are in trouble here because the public doesn't know this. And so as I was doing my reading, I started looking at these studies on infertility. And they had taken male human sperm and exposed it to a laptop with the antennas radiating, and it changed the DNA, which is our roadmap to grow a proper anything. It slowed the motility, and it caused far fewer sperm to be viable in just 4 hours of exposure. And I went, you've got to be kidding me, because, you know, my two daughters, one was already in college, the younger one had just gone into high school. And both of them had laptops now that they were using literally right on top of their reproductive organs. So that was the day that I found my voice on this issue. And I started sharing information with our school district, because I thought, surely, if this is as bad as the science is showing us, then we'll take care of it right away. And I expected them to respond as if we had a gas leak in the science lab at school. But I didn't even get a response back. And so I continued to send information in, like the French National Library took wireless out in 2008 because of the health considerations. Pockets of Italy and Belgium and Israel were already removing Wi-Fi from their school systems. So I was a bit perplexed when I didn't get any response back. So I just kept doing my investigation and finding more and more. And the scientific literature is linking this now to cancers, as I said, DNA damage, infertility, autism, Alzheimer's coming on at earlier and earlier ages. And
now,
the science.
Cece, let me interrupt you, but you're saying that these devices are causing all these situations, you think?
They are. In fact, in 2011, the World Health Organization took a look at this, and that was 10 years ago, and there was enough strong evidence that they classified this as a group 2B possible human carcinogen. Mm. And the industry will get a hold of these studies and say, oh, you know, well, that group 2B, we don't have to take that too seriously. That's where coffee and pickled vegetables are. So when you hear coffee and pickled vegetables, that should perk your ears up that you're hearing industry spin, because coffee was in that category for cancer because of the chemicals it was being grown with. That's now been remediated. Pickled vegetables, there were certain Asian populations that were eating a particular type of pickled vegetable that was cured with formaldehyde, and they were getting cancers. Also in that same category where we have wireless technology is chloroform, lead, thalidomide, and a whole host of other chemicals that I can't pronounce. So we need to be very careful of where we're getting our information from, because the industry at every turn will spin this to use the big tobacco playbook, such that if they can suppress the evidence of real harm, if they can design their own studies under conditions that would show no harm and then promote that to the public, if they can buy politicians, if they can own mainstream media and put out their messaging and suppress the real science, then they win. And they keep promoting their products based on convenience to the public. And we keep hearing their messages going, wow, how cool is this? You know, I can turn up my mother's hearing aid from my cell phone. Or how cool is this? We can have a camera on our baby in the crib all the time now. And we think it's great without realizing we're radiating our mothers and our babies. And so there are a lot of symptoms today that many, many children and adults are experiencing, and they're getting misdiagnosed. When we look at the scientific literature on this invisible toxin, it's called radiofrequency radiation or electromagnetic fields, EMFs. And what the science on this is telling us is that way back in our military, we knew about microwave sickness, and that's how our signals today are carried back and forth. This radio frequency radiation uses microwave signals. And so
there are towers every couple miles along the highway. There are towers everywhere.
Yep.
I mean, and we're constantly bombarded with them. I mean, so they acknowledge a radiation radiation sickness, but they're using those devices to shoot everything through the air all the time. So that's got to be affecting us somehow.
It is, and very early onset symptoms of electromagnetic illness or microwave sickness includes insomnia, and you start chatting with people and say, hey, how do you sleep these days? There are so many people who don't sleep through the night anymore, who wake up all night long, and now we know the mechanism of harm for that. In our brain, we have the pineal gland, and the pineal gland, in a normal atmosphere, would release melatonin in the wee hours of darkness. But now what we've got is all of these invisible light energy forms pulsing at us all night long, from our cell phones, from our tablets, from Ring and Roku and Chromecast and Alexa and Bluetooth and baby monitors, you know, our wearables.
How about TV sets?
Yeah, I can share a funny story about that. So we have an armoire that has certain dimensions, and our TV died. So my husband did a bunch of research, and he found a TV that would fit right inside that space in our armoire. And I come home, and I see the box laying against the wall, and he's already mounted the thing, and I saw a Wi-Fi logo on the box. And I said, hey, sweetie, great TV. Can we hardwire it, which just means can I choose to run an Ethernet cable into it and get my signal that way instead of using a wireless signal? And we looked, and there was no way to disable that wireless signal. So the TV went back in the box. We took it back to Walmart. And I have a radiation detection meter that allows me to track these invisible signals. And so we just found a different one that fit in our armoire, and now we have perfectly safe technology in our home. But that insomnia is a big one. And then there's headaches, migraines that doctors can't figure out, nosebleeds and sometimes ear bleeds, dizziness, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation. And even before the pandemic, we were at epidemic proportions of anxiety and depression, and even among our children. And what can we expect when we are bombarding our brains with microwave radiation? And so we know scientifically that this is a neurotoxin. It opens up something called the blood-brain barrier, which is a membrane we have to protect our bodies from toxins in sensitive areas. And the brain is certainly one of those. And the science shows that this constant pulse of microwave radiation permeates or opens up the blood-brain barrier. So now, when toxins used to be going through our bloodstream to get out of our body, now they can take a turn and go into these sensitive areas in our brain or in our gut that never used to happen before, which can help to explain why we are having so many neurological and immune system issues today.
So are you saying that because we're bombarded 24/7 with these devices all around us, I mean, I don't care what folks, whether you're at home or out in public, unless you live somewhere on a mountaintop 200 miles from anybody, you're getting bombarded. Even from the smart meters, you're getting bombarded.
Yeah, I thank you for mentioning those smart meters.
I mean, that we don't have one in our home. I told them they want one. They didn't put one on yet. And I hope they never do. But nonetheless, these obviously can cause cancer. How about heart problems and different things like that? Also,
yes.
You do that also?
It can cause the heart to beat too fast or too slow. And now that you've just mentioned cancer, so our government, about 20 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration was starting to understand that there were reasons to question this new technology that was coming on the market. So they commissioned the U.S. National Toxicology Program, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, to do a study and see what we could find out about what this radiation is doing. And they went in hoping to find that cell phones were fine, because that was the technology of the day when they got started. They spent 20 years on this study, $30 million, more funding than has been ever given to a national toxicology project. And at the end of the day, they had an unprecedented 3-day peer review at the National Institutes of Health, and they brought in worldwide experts, scientists and doctors and public health experts, whose life's work is in microwave radiation. And at the end of that, when they published their final report, they concluded clear evidence of cancerous tumors and DNA damage. And clear evidence is the highest of 5 categories that they would be able to assign. So one would anticipate then that the FDA, which commissioned this study, would then translate that into public policy, inform the public, and start putting precautions in place. But that's not at all what happened. The gentleman who heads up the radiation area at the FDA today is somebody else. He turned around to the FCC and said, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We don't need to change those public radiation exposure limits. And one might ask why he would do that. Well, when you look into Dr. Jeffrey Shuren's background, we find that he is married to a woman who's a partner in a law firm that represents the wireless industry. And he should be nowhere near that study. That is a huge conflict of interest. But he also his wife's company also represents, other environmental pollutants. So that's where we were with our federal agencies. So,
well, you know, I just, you listen to all this and you wonder, how do we escape it? And we're going to ask more questions about that in a minute, folks. We may have some answers here. But everybody has smartphones, including myself. Mm-hmm. I really sincerely wish it had never been invented. I wish it had never been invented computers. I wish it was still back on pen and paper. I really mean that. School children don't even know how to read and write or nothing because they're all on computers now. But our flip phone,
not all of them. Not all of them, Pastor. In Silicon Valley, the New York Times did a series of articles showing that Silicon Valley executives, they send their children to schools with no computers.
Good.
Hardwired or wireless. No computers.
Great, because more parents are homeschooling too. Maybe it's a big boost on that. But nonetheless, are flip phones as bad as other phones? I mean, if you went to the store and bought a flip phone in about minutes, is that safer than regular other phones?
Well, you'd have to measure it and see what antennas are in there, because right now a smartphone will have a cellular antenna, a data antenna, a Bluetooth antenna, a Wi-Fi antenna, a locator antenna, a hotspot antenna, and if you didn't know any better and you upgraded to 5G, now you're going to have 5G antennas in there. And each one of those is independently and separately pulsing this microwave radiation at millions, that's the megahertz range, and billions, that's the gigahertz range, of cycles per second. And it goes on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. And it's that constant shock of the on, off that disrupts our biological cells. So you would need to know what antennas any phone comes with. An older flip phone might still be better. But even with the smartphones, now that you know, just go into your settings and turn every one of those antennas off and only turn on the one that you need to use at the time you need to use it when you're on the go. Because who would know? You could simply get an Ethernet cable, plug it into the back of your router, because there's a bunch of little jacks in the back of your router, run the Ethernet cable up to your device and plug it in. And you can get a lightning adapter for, say, an iPhone. You could get a different adapter. There are companies out there that sell these. Pluggable is one of them. And you can just put in your make and model and see if there's an adapter that works with your phone. Then you just plug it into the Ethernet cable and go into your device and turn off all those antennas. And when I figured this out, the first thing I did was I hardwired my daughter's laptop, and her laptop was, we were fortunate because it had a direct jack in it still, so we could just plug the Ethernet cable in right away. For my other daughter's laptop, she had a MacBook, so we just had to get a little dongle, a little adapter called a Thunderbolt adapter for that one. And then I figured out that we could hardwire my daughter's iPhone, too, because she was sitting there doing homework for 3 hours a night in high school with her friends, and they were texting back and forth the whole time while they worked on problems and stuff. And I thought, well, that can't be good. So I did a little more research, and I figured out that you can get the lightning adapter, plug it into an Ethernet cable, and plug it into your phone. And then again, just go in and turn off all those antennas. And so I brought this arrangement home to my daughter. You know, she's 15 and she's rolling her eyeballs at me. And I said, okay, sweetie, plug it in and let's see if it works. And so she does. And I said, okay, turn off all the antennas. She did. And then I said, now do something. Let's see if we've got a connection here. And she went, oh my gosh, Mom, it's so much faster. And that's the kicker. You get a much faster signal through a cable. Your signal is far more reliable. It consumes the wireless industry consumes 10 times more energy than the safe hardwired solutions. And your privacy and your data security are much better accounted for when your signals are going through a protected wire. Anybody outside at the curb with a $100 app can hack into your data that's flying through the air. So hardwiring beats wireless hands down. What we need to do is make a mind shift about the convenience factor, because we've been sold all Wi-Fi all the time, so we expect things at our fingertips all the time. Once we understand the biological risks and what it's doing to us and our children and our pollinators and the rest of our environment, then we've got a balance of information from which we can make our personal choices And then decide for ourselves if we want to create a sleep sanctuary, if we want to start hardwiring when we're not on the go, and then just keep everything in airplane mode when we're on the go, except for when we actually are waiting to hear from somebody or need to send a quick email or a text.
Well, you know, you just made a comment there that we don't think about very often, but this doesn't just affect people. This affects all of nature. Many years ago, I heard on our local TV channel that 40%, that's 40%, of the songbirds in our state have disappeared. And I'm convinced that's part of it. I'm convinced it is. It's messed their minds up, so to speak. It's tore the bodies up. We're not only destroying ourselves, we're destroying creation.
Exactly. And we have so many peer-reviewed, published scientific studies showing the impacts on all of our environment. There are studies on the bees that show, in some cases, if you put a router or another wireless device next to a beehive, the bees get angry and they swarm. In other studies, we see that this disrupts their navigational system. So all of our creatures are meant to be in sync with the Earth's natural electromagnetic field.
Yes, yes.
Which is, you know, just so many times lower than what today's electrosmog is providing. So now with all this electrosmog, we are dysregulating their navigation systems and they can't get back to the hive. So we certainly need to look to the chemical industry for improvements with the neonicotinoids, but we have got to start paying attention because we are seeing rapid disappearance of habitats and of our pollinators. And as you said, with the birds, when they were testing 5G or fifth generation technology, out in the Netherlands in The Hague, literally hundreds of birds dropped dead from the sky. And we have reports of that happening on cruise ships too. The energy will draw the birds in. They're going to be curious. And then they get up there right with these really strong waves coming at them and they can't survive. And they wind up dropping dead onto the ship's deck as well.
Wow.
So, And I just read another really interesting article. Science is now starting to show that when plants are under stress, they will slick their outer layers with something called terpenes, which sounds an awful lot like turpentine. So plants will try to protect themselves from pollutants and predators by putting these terpenes on their outer layers. And then plants communicate with one another. So if there's a stressful situation happening, the plants will tell the other plants and then they'll all start slicking up with these terpenes. And then what happens when we get a spark?
Folks, hang on through the break. And if you have any questions, I got a bunch to ask. I hope you do too. You can ask them at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
Folks, we're talking about the CC Doucette. A lady that's absolutely on top of what's going on with these devices that we're all surrounded by all the time. And by the way, if you listen tonight on shortwave on 6115 right now, you listen to that because Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paid for that hour. You need to remember her whenever you think about maybe purchasing something of value to keep on hand, because she is trying to help us stay on the radio. You can give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I think you'd be very pleased to talk with the lady. She said, I know she'd be pleased to talk with you. And we're talking to CC Doucette about all manner of devices that are around us all the time and how they're poisoning our body, can cause all kinds of diseases, Alzheimer's, and a whole lot more physical diseases that we just don't think about because you can't see them. You can't see these waves. You can't feel these waves. And in other words, if you can't see, you can't feel it. It can't be real, right? That's what they used to think about germs, by the way. You can't see them, you can't taste them, so they can't be real. Well, they found out that to be false, obviously. But I asked her during the break, are there any ways to protect ourselves? I've heard advertised on different programs. One in particular that you have an amulet of some kind you wear around your neck that will actually absorb these waves that don't get into your body. And I'm going to let her answer that question herself, and then we're going to talk about a couple other things. And phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. And if you're living in this world today, what we're talking about tonight does concern you, affect you, and your family, and your grandchildren. You might want to pay attention. Have any questions, call and ask them, because there's a lady with us tonight that can answer your questions on how to help protect yourself from this horrendous mess that's been this bombarding us 24/7. But Cece, really, are there devices that you think that could soak up some of the radiation, whatever, the radar waves that won't penetrate our bodies?
That's a tricky question, because biologically we are all very different, and what might strengthen your biosphere may take mine down. So I would never recommend a certain product, just blanket statement, for somebody to just go and buy and think they're going to be safe. the first line of defense is to remove the radio frequency microwave transmitting antennas from your living space. That's really the only way to have safe technology. But if you, you know, if you come across a product that you think might be helpful, go do some research, see what people are saying about it. And then I would suggest doing some muscle testing, energy healers like chiropractors or Reiki masters, or even the general public can learn how to do muscle testing. And if a product is in your hand and it's shorting you out, then there's your answer. So do your research. We hope that as time goes on, perhaps there will be more products that we can use to remediate some of this, but really getting out of harm's way is your best approach for safety on this. And I know that for a lot of us, this issue comes out of left field, and it's a lot. It's a lot to take on because we have just consumed so many products that emit this radio frequency radiation. But I'll tell you what happened in my school district. So we're sharing information back and forth. And when they got to reading the legal fine print that comes with all of our devices, that's where our schools realize they have legal risk exposure. So for anybody who's with us and has an iPhone, for example, I would invite you to take out your iPhone and go into settings. And then remember the acronym GAL. Like this gal was on the pastor's show tonight and she taught us how to find this legal fine print. So from settings on an iPhone, scroll down just a little bit and hit general. If it's an old iPhone, up at the top you hit about. But most people have already upgraded, and so from general, you go all the way down to the bottom, and you'll find legal, or legal and regulatory. And then you want to tap that, and that brings up a little short list at the top that has RF exposure, maybe four or five items down. When you tap on RF exposure, you're now in the legal fine print for radio frequency radiation, or two-way microwave radiation that they politely call energy in that fine print disclaimer in there. And that legal fine print tells us that this device was tested at X amount of distance from the body. So if you exceed that distance, you may exceed the FCC's limits for public radiation exposure, which, unfortunately, were never even biologically safety tested to begin with. But they put a spacer in when they're doing their testing. So if you put this device transmitting in your bra or in your shirt or your suit pocket or in your waistband or in your back pocket or in your hand, you are exceeding our government guidelines for public radiation exposure. In the next paragraph, it tells us to use a hands-free option because by simply holding that one device the way they give it to us, you're being radiated by five or six separate antennas or more with 5G devices. So that's been in there all along, and none of us ever knew it was there. Mm. So when my school saw that legal fine print, they put together a committee and did some investigating on this. They went and looked at the top lobbyists of all time up in Washington, D.C., and in that top 100 list, we find many from the wireless industry, from the telecom industry, from the technology sector, from the energy sector. And so they were thinking, there could be a conflict of interest here. And so we became the first public school district in the United States here in our little town of Ashland, Massachusetts, to have a sign hanging in every one of our classrooms called Best Practices for Mobile Devices. It says to turn off these devices when not in use, turn the Wi-Fi on only when needed, and always place a mobile device on a solid surface and not your lap, because even the manufacturer's fine print tells us that much. So that's kind of how I got started, was working with my schools. And then I went and I met with my state senator, because she and I had worked together on our local education foundation bringing all this technology in. And I showed Senate President Karen Spilka the science. I showed her our little sign in our classrooms. And then I measured her cell phone and her district director's laptop. So We'll do a little experiment right now. This is going to be different to do because we're not seeing this, but I think we'll be able to get an audio on this. So in my house, we have chosen hardwired technology, which again, it's not rocket science. You just run things through Ethernet cables and adapters and track down all the antennas and turn them off. So right now in my house, I am getting a maximum peak exposure of 2 microwatts per square meter. And I've got green flashing on my little device here that's measuring. This is a $400 radio frequency detection meter. But listen to what happens when I take my cell phone out of airplane mode.
Yeah.
So this just popped us up from the slight exposure on my meter to the extreme exposure on my meter. And remember I said I was looking at 2 microwatts per meter square a moment ago, and now with my cell phone on, I am up to 293,000 microwatts per meter squared.
From 2 to 293,000?
Yep. And that's just from one device. Imagine what our kids are going through in a classroom today with 25 devices transmitting at once or more.
Let me ask you, you've heard of Faraday boxes, Faraday bags. Do they work for something like this?
Yeah, but if your device is still on inside that bag, then it's going to have to pull even more radiation to make the signal. So, and, you know, and some people will put shielding up on their homes to shield. But in that case, you need to be exceptionally careful that nobody comes into your space with a radiating device. Because if you've built a Faraday cage, you're now inside a safe area that has metal or metal fibers all around you. And if you turn on a radiation emitting device inside there, it's going to pulse out, hit that metal, and bounce back and wallop you twice. Because radiation amplifies around metal. So, yeah, some people who are very electrically sensitive, and the Americans with Disabilities Act already recognizes electromagnetic sensitivities, they have no choice but to use shielding. And then they just teach everybody around them, hey, love to have you come over, but please turn off all your stuff before you come into my house. And in my home, I use a landline. I can forward cell phone calls to a landline. All my computers and printers are hardwired, which just means we connect everything with Ethernet cables and adapters. And then we go into every device and turn off the settings. And when I realized there are devices available that allow us to measure this and to see and hear these invisible toxins, I thought, wow, I used to be our district's grant coordinator. Let me go after a grant from our town. We have a little pot of money that gets distributed out to the town. Let me go get a couple of meters, put one in the library. Every citizen can take it home and measure. Let's put one in the schools and do our gap analysis and see how we can protect the kids. So my mind went right toward solutions. But when I talked to our select board about this, the first time I submitted my application, they were like, we don't really know about this. Come back next time. By the next time, they said, ooh, this is probably more of a Board of Health issue. But I'd already spoken to our Board of Health, and they didn't know about this. Our health agent had reached up to the state level at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. They didn't know. They reached over to colleagues in Canada who sent back something saying, oh, it's in the same category as coffee and pickled vegetables. And I went, uh-oh, the industry's gotten to their colleagues in Canada. So I was able to share the facts and try and straighten the record for them. But then I met with my senator. She introduced a bill for me to form a commission at the state level, just get the right minds together, look at this, and see what we need to do. And so once I testified in front of the Joint Committee on Public Health, I could tell by looking at their faces that not one of them had any idea that this issue existed.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
Right?
I'm sure they didn't. So, we got a couple phone calls to get to, but very quickly, I'll ask you one more question. If this were finally upheld as being dangerous and to the health of not only people, but even the nature. And they would decide to try to do something about it. Well, how would that affect everybody's equipment and ability to function in today's society?
Well, we would have to have a mindset shift. What we should be doing is there's money coming from federal delegates to come into our state level for COVID, and they're talking about broadband. You can do broadband two different ways. You can run fiber optics or high-speed cable right down the street, and then you can throw up small cell antennas like 5G and hook up off the main line from that. That's going to put, 5G is going to put a cell tower in our neighborhoods, right outside our bedrooms, every 2 to 12 houses, so the industry can do 5G and the Internet of Things. That is going to be a biological nightmare, because Amen. We are never going to be able to escape that. So what the proper solution is, and that we actually already paid for on all of our Internet bills, bring that fiber optics or high-speed cable right to the premises and skip the wireless. When you're at home or in your office, just simply hook up with cables and you'll have a much better signal.
Okay.
When you're on the go, just learn to use your technology more safely and, you know, have a little self-discipline and don't use your cell phone as your playground. Only use it when you absolutely need it.
And I tell you right now, many, many people are absolutely addicted to the cell phone. They're on them all the time. They're up. And no matter what they're doing, they're on them. Folks, I you know this and I know this. These are addictive. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, thank you so much, Butch, for all this information that you're putting out tonight. The question is, these are silent weapons for silent wars. There's an agenda to take us down with this. And remember, Deborah Tavares has researched this as well.
Oh, yes.
And I'm glad you brought this in. And I'm so glad you brought this up tonight, because it's important. I got to get my landline repaired. I don't care for my landline. It's down right now. But I keep a landline, and I leave my cell phone at home. I rarely use it. People say, why don't you have it all the time? I said, I don't need it all the time. I like to talk to people. And they kind of look
exactly.
at me funny.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I miss people. You know, I miss making eye contact. You go out for a walk. People aren't even looking at what's going on around them. Their tech neck is bent down, and they're just looking at their screens. So you don't get that community sense that we used to have. But I think once people know, and you used that term addiction, Pastor Butch,
yes.
and we don't use that lightly. The science is showing us that this microwave radiation pulsation is hitting the same receptors in the brain, as is excessive screen time, as drugs, alcohol, tobacco, pornography, gambling. It's hitting the same receptors. So people are biologically getting addicted.
Oh, wow.
And when you take a device away from a child and they lose their mind over it, you can bet that your child is on the path to digital addiction.
Adults do the same thing. I know for a fact adults do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They go insane.
Yep.
They just about climb the walls.
Yeah, so, but I have faith that once we share the information, you know, adults will do what they will do, but they should have the right to choose and the right to know. It is our moral obligation to protect our children, so we need to change the laws that have allowed this to happen. And there was a major lawsuit just won against the FCC, coincidentally on Friday the 13th of August. And there was an open docket, 1384, with the FCC for 6 years, in which they were supposed to investigate what this wireless is doing. And world-leading scientists and doctors and, you know, experts from public health, as well as far too many citizens who have been harmed from this, all put their testimonies in. And at the end of the day, the FCC closed the docket and said, we don't have to do anything differently. And they reaffirmed these toxic levels of microwave radiation that they put out in 1996. And our world is nothing like what we had with electrosmog in 96.
Not even close.
So once their determination that they didn't have to change their exposure limits was filed in the Federal Register, Then the lawsuits began. There's an incredible, incredible nonprofit called Environmental Health Trust, which is spearheaded by Dr. Deborah Davis, who is a Nobel Peace Prize co-laureate on climate change. And they have the world's greatest database on all of this. So go to the Environmental Health Trust, ehtrust.com. And then Children's Health Defense, which is run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they also sued the FCC over this. And these cases were combined. And the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, after having been given 11,000 pages of testimony that was filed in this docket, said to the FCC, well, show us your homework. How did you decide that this radiation is still okay? And the FCC has got nothing. They just said the FDA said it was okay. And they said, well, show us the homework the FDA did. And the FDA has nothing. So they should be coming back with their formal responses on those requests any day now.
All right.
So
we, Chris, anything else? I hate to interrupt you. Running out of time so quickly. Chris, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, what are people going to do when everything goes down? Maybe an EMP or things like that. They don't have to rely on each other. And number two is, remember the days of the pay phones? We had privacy. They didn't track us then. There's an agenda behind these phones.
I agree. Good call, Chris. I got to jump. Thank you. One more quick phone call. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, I'm going to, you're in Massachusetts, ma'am. I've known about this for 10 years. And what is your name again?
My name is Cece. It's spelled C-E-C-E. And my last name is Doucette, D-O-U-C-E-T-T-E. And you can go out to Massachusetts for Safe Technology and find us there. That website is M-A, the number 4, safetech.org. So M-A. For safetech.org.
Okay.
I'll call your mom because I want to have a little joke here.
Okay.
Smart meters and smartphones make dumb folks because they're hoping not to offend people. But this is the truth. They want to build 20,000 5G antennas in the United States. You know that.
Oh, yes.
Millions. Not 20,000, million.
Yeah. Million.
Yeah.
20 million.
And now we have the 5Bs. Birds, bees, butterflies are dying because of biological. We got to get back to biblical truth because the harp system, you know about that.
Yes.
Butch.
Yes.
And guess what? YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, Instagram, it's all about surveillance.
Yes,
and
it is.
One more thing. One more thing. The verses of this were predicted, gentlemen and women, in Isaiah. Isaiah 59. The World Wide Web was back then. Verses 5 through 8. Hopefully we can write this down, folks. Isaiah 59, 5 through 8. And it was a sin that people were doing back then. And then it was fixed in Isaiah 61, 1 through 2, and Luke proclaimed that in Luke 4, 17 through 19 with the verses. That this stuff was known for back in Isaiah's day because the nation that started was Israel. Now it's in the United States, and it's going across the entire planet. Can we agree on all this?
That could be. I have to check on that. It's an interesting point, though. Thank you, Dino. And I hate to jump or flat out time, but thank you, Dino, for calling. Interesting point. Well, then we got about 4 minutes left, CC. What do you want to tell the folks in closing?
I want to tell the folks in closing that you're joining this conversation at an excellent point in time. Martin Luther King Jr. taught us that when we have important shifts in society, it comes through three channels. One, the public learns and then speaks up and helps to affect change. And that's what we're hoping to do tonight. Two, it goes through the courts. And as we noted, the FCC just got sued for ignoring the science. And there are other lawsuits happening all over the country right now. And three, public policy eventually catches up to the science. And we have groundbreaking report that was put out by the New Hampshire legislature on November 20th. And they call out the conflicts of interest with our federal agencies and the wireless industry, and they make 15 recommendations to protect our people, to protect our planet, to inform the people, to start measuring this radiation, and to start putting our funding into transitioning to hardwired technology instead of all of this wireless. So there are many solutions abounding right now. Our little nonprofit, wirelesseducation.org, has distilled this vast issue and the science and the medical recommendations into little courses that anybody can complete online in about a half an hour. We have a schools and families course that's less than the cost of a movie ticket, and that just helps keep our little nonprofit afloat. There's a corporate training course to train everybody at work, and those licenses are about $25, which is unheard of for corporate training, but critically important. And if your company decides that they're going to train their employees, we would love for you to then designate a local school district so that we can offer the training to the schools for free so we can protect the kids. And then for those who are in the healthcare professions, we just held an international EMF medical conference in January, and we had to go to a virtual platform. And because it is virtual, all those training videos are now available online for our doctors, our nurses, our first responders, and all other healthcare providers, where you can take continuing education credentials and learn about this, take it back into your practice, and know how to recognize, diagnose, treat, and most importantly, prevent these microwave sicknesses. So tons of resources today that nobody would know about because we don't hear about this through mainstream media. So go out to Massachusetts for Safe Technology. That's MA, the number 4, safetech.org. If you want to do the deep dive, you'll find all the science there. If you want to get to the bottom and just do a quick class, go to wirelesseducation.org. You'll complete the course in about a half an hour online. And then at the end, you get to print out a tip sheet with handy reminders that you can then just sit down with your loved ones at the kitchen table and say, hey, what about this? What should we do first? Maybe tonight we'll just turn it all off and finally get a good night's sleep again. People see children's behavior issues calm way down when we remove this toxin because it jacks their central nervous system all the time. So I hope it's been helpful. Like I said, reach out to us. We're here. We want to help. I can be brought in as a public speaker. I'm often called in to give presentations to schools, to municipalities, to legislators, to neighborhood groups. So
we are flat out of time. I'm sorry, CC, but out of time. What a great broadcast. Thanks, Joyce Knight. I do appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
All righty. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you so much, folks. See you in the office tomorrow. Love to hear from you. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.